Hare Krishna, we are very fortunate. Today's class is given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. We welcome everyone in the mid-morning Chaitanya Charitamrita class.
Yes, Hare Krishna. This is Savitri Devi Dasi. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas.
Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji. My humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Mataji, please take over the call. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Matya Lila. After 34 onwards, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्मापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादन् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधकांता नमस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये मांझाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानं पावनीभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय यु आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 25 Starting from the text number 34, Shruti Purano kahe Krishnero chit shakti bilasho taha nahi mani pandito kare upohasho. The Vedas, the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutra, and the Puranas all describe the activities of the spiritual potency of the Lord. If one cannot accept the personal activities of the Lord, he jokes foolishly and gives an impersonal description. Purport. In the Vedic literatures, including the Puranas, there are full descriptions of the spiritual potency of Krishna. All the pastimes of the Lord are eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Just as the form of Krishna himself is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Unintelligent people with a poor fund of knowledge compare their temporary bodies to the spiritual body of Krishna. And by such foolishness, they try to understand Krishna as one of them. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tam ashritam. The Bhagavad Gita 9.11 points out that foolish people think of Krishna as one of them. Not understanding his spiritual potency, they simply decry the personal form of the Absolute Truth. Foolishly thinking of themselves as jnanis, cognizant of the complete truth, they cannot understand that just as the material energy of the Lord has a variety of activities, the spiritual energy has variety too. Also, they cannot understand that just as the material energy of the Lord has a variety of activities, the spiritual energy has variety also. They consider activities in devotional service the same as activities in material consciousness. Under such wrong impression, they sometimes dare joke about the spiritual activities of the Lord and his devotional service. In this section, we are hearing the important points being made by one of the disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati. Now in this chapter, Prakashananda Saraswati is no more a Mayavadi sannyasi, but a devotee of Lord Chaitanya and his followers also. Before they were Mayavadi sannyasis, but now they are all followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnavas. And in this chapter especially, we are going to hear again Mahaprabhu will speak about the devotional service on the basis of Vedanta Sutra. As the Vedanta Sutra reveals the devotional service to the Absolute Truth, Absolute Person, Sri Krishna. And we are going to hear a lot about the natural commentary given by Vyasadeva on the Brahma Sutra as the Srimad Bhagavatam. And within the Srimad Bhagavatam, Absolute Truth has been described in a nutshell in the four Chatushloki Bhagavatam, in the four key verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna said these four key verses of Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahmaji. Brahma elaborated that to Naradji, Narad further elaborated to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva elaborated the same truth into 18,000 verses known as Bhagavat Puran. So, we are very, very fortunate that we are going to read, or we are going to hear again same truth from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. So especially in this verse, we are understanding about the truth of personal form of Absolute Truth. Before they were not understanding, or they were not accepting the personal form of the Absolute Truth. They were impersonalist means the more to it, they were Mayavadis. So now in this present verse, the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is speaking. The Vedas, the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutra and the Puranas all describe the activities of the spiritual potency of the Lord. If one cannot accept the personal activities of the Lord, he jokes foolishly and gives an impersonal description. As we know, the knowledge of the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, is flowing through two channels, right? One is through Upanishads, another is through Puranas. So we get the essence of all Upanishads in one great Upanishad that is called Sri Gita Upanishad, Gita. Essence of knowledge of all Upanishads have been given has been given into Gita. And through the Puranas, the greatest Purana is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana. Also gives us, is the essence of all Puranas. Gives us the direct knowledge of Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, the Absolute Person. Therefore, Mahaprabhu stressed us to study two books. One, Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, and the another is Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you study nicely under the care of a perfect spiritual master, then we will have complete understanding of the Absolute Truth. And Absolute Truth is, a person. Ultimately, person will understand everything. Our relationship with the Absolute Person, Krishna, and the activities according to that relationship, and also the goal of life. Mahaprabhu came to give us these three things, right? Sambandha, Avideya, Prayojana. Mahaprabhu has revealed emphatically about our Sambandha, Sambandha Gyan, and also Sambandha between living entities and Krishna, Jiveshwaru. Hare Krishna Nitya Dash. Then Avideya. Activities according to that relationship. And we know Mahaprabhu enlightened Sri Sanatana Goswami for 2 months on that Avideya, on the science of devotional service. And also he gave the knowledge of Prayojana, the rasa. The love for Krishna, love between, loving exchange between the devotees and Supreme Lord. So, Brahma Sutra or Upanishads and Puranas, they all describe activities of the spiritual potency of the Lord. So Mayavadis, they do not, or impersonates, they do not accept Brahman's potency, right? That Brahman has any potency. They accept just Brahman aspect of the Absolute Truth, means just existence of the Absolute Truth, devoid of any potency. And Mahaprabhu said in a previous verse, right, that 33. The word Brahman, the greatest, indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all six opulences. But if we take the one-sided impersonalist view, his fullness is diminished. As we know, Absolute Truth has three aspects, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan aspect is the final word, right? So, in other words, Absolute Truth is both personal and impersonal. I was reading one verse from Brahma Samhita, very famous verse, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanina Santa Sadeva Hidayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shyama Sundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Brahma was praying, offering the prayer to Lord Krishna, and he was saying that beautiful verse. And in the purport, we are, you know, understanding, it is said, the Shyama Sundara form of Krishna is his inconceivable, simultaneous, personal and impersonal, self-contradictory form. So this Shyama Sundara form is simultaneously impersonal and personal, means everything is present within the Absolute Truth. He is not just only impersonal, or he is not just only personal. He is both self-contradictory form. So, and it is inconceivable. So if one says that he is only impersonal, means we deny his personal aspect, which is full of six opulences and full of potencies, multifarious potencies. He is the reservoir of all potencies. Shaktiman, possessor of all potencies. Ultimately, Krishna, or Absolute Truth, is a person. He has two other aspects. Impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. If so, devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept all, understand very beautifully how the Absolute Truth is both personal and impersonal. Means, impersonal means when one progresses towards the understanding of complete truth, he first accepts Brahman aspect, then progresses further, accept Paramatma aspect, then complete understanding as Bhagavan. Everything went so wonderfully, you know, incorporated in Krishna. But who are only the impersonalist, they deny the personal aspect of Krishna, so they sometimes joke. Means they do not accept the personal form, means they deny, they decry his personal form and his spiritual potencies. Why? Because they think Brahman means has no form, no energy, no power, no knowledge, nothing. So Brahman aspect cannot interact with anyone, just existence. And their goal is to merge into that impersonal existence. So they decry it. Means any form would be material. So they negate that idea because they cannot accommodate everything within their small brain. So Maha Prabhupada is saying very wonderfully how Krishna's form is full of knowledge, eternity and bliss. So they do not understand Sachidananda Vigraha. The Krishna is one of us, like he is also having the form or body, which is as material as us. So that is the point, he said. And now Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples, all disciples now accepting fully personal aspect of the Absolute Truth. Personal form means Absolute Truth is a person. This is highest understanding. It's a common sense. If Krishna was just happy by being impersonal, then why he manifested his personal form? Why he has shown himself that I am a person? That's why he time to time descends into this material world to let us know, to change our consciousness that I am a person, just like you are a person. I'm also a person, and there is a relationship between all living beings and me. And we can have interaction, loving relationship with each other. To assure us for with that truth, he appears. He gives pleasure to the devotees. And he comes to change our wrong mentality, wrong understanding, to make us happy. Because we are very much afraid of personal relationship, because we have so many bad experiences. Indeed, we all have some bitter experiences between, you know, due to the wrong relationship. With slight mistakes, you know, relationships break. With little mistake, with little misunderstanding, the relationship cannot last. So we don't want to have very deep, meaningful, loving, intimate relationship with anyone. So you would not be hurt so deeply after relationship breaks up. That kind of thoughts are always there. So people think it is safe to become impersonal. That also cannot give us the satisfaction or real pleasure of life. You know, so that's why people choose something, you know, some other type of life, like dogs or cats, to give their love to them, unconditional love to them. So these things are going on, and Krishna comes and gives us the right knowledge, how to have proper relationship with Krishna. So we heard in details about Sambandha Vidaya Prayojana from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was giving this knowledge to Sanatana Goswami. And we should always appreciate that gift to us. We must read those chapters again and again. Try to understand Krishna is the center of all relationships. Nobody can have any existence without being related to Krishna. Due to ignorance, we deny Krishna. We deny relationship with Krishna. It's not possible. Now, we're reading the next verse, 35. Chid Ananda Krishna Vigraha Maiko Korimani Ei Baro Papa Shutta Chaitanya Rupani. The Mayavadis do not recognize the personal form of the Lord as spiritual and full of bliss. This is a great, great sin. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statements are actually factual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement specially aims at defeating the Mayavada conclusion about the absolute truth. Since the members of the Mayavada school cannot understand the spiritual form of the Lord, they incorrectly think the Lord's form is also made of material energy. They think that he is covered by a material body, just like other living beings. Due to this offensive understanding, they cannot recognize that Sri Krishna's personal form is transcendental, not material. Their conclusion is a great offense at the lotus feet of the Lord, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna has his eternal blissful form. Haribol? I'm hearing chanting going on. Can you please mute the phone? Thank you. They think that he is covered by a material body, just like other living beings. Due to this offensive understanding, they cannot recognize that Sri Krishna's personal form is transcendental, not material. Their conclusion is a great offense at the lotus feet of the Lord. As explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna has his eternal blissful form that is full of knowledge, and all Vaishnava acharyas accept this. That is the proper understanding of the absolute truth. Again, same point being told here. Because Krishna's form, Vigraha, is Satchidananda. As we know from Brahma Samhita, Brahma said, right? Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchid Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. His form is Chid Ananda Krishna, transcendental form of Krishna, which is completely spiritual, eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So, in this chapter, really, so much wonderful things we are hearing, right? That the great previous, Mayavadi scholar, Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples, they now approve everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conclusion and teachings as well as conclusion. They are now accepting wholeheartedly everything. They are now openly admitting that Shankaracharya, whatever explanation had given us, all are imaginary. Prakashananda Saraswati himself will speak on that to Mahaprabhu, that yes, whatever you say, these all are truth. Everything is truth, whatever you are saying. And we know very well that the Shankaracharya, whatever he wrote about the Shariraka Vashya, all are his imagination. We accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is nothing but aphorism of the essence of all 108 Upanishads. So, after giving Upanishads and Puranas, after giving Upanishads, Vyasadeva wrote these aphorisms on Upanishads, essential points in 108 Upanishads, that is known as Vedanta Sutra. And final explanation, that is, his final work was Srimad Bhagavatam. In that, he gave the commentary or explanations on the Vedanta Sutra. So, Mayavadi philosophers, they did not accept that Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, they would have to accept the personal form of Krishna, right? In Chatushlaki Bhagavatam, Krishna said, Aham, Aham, Aham. In the beginning, I was there. During the creation, I am here. After the annihilation of the creation, I will be there. So, I. He's a person. He's saying he was always there eternally. We have to accept personal form of absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Aham. Vedaischa sarvir aham eva vedya. The goal of understanding Veda is me. Many places he just said, Aham. Aham atma gura kesha sarva bhuta shaya sthita. Aham adishcha madhyamscha. Aham adishcha madhyamscha. Bhutanam anta evacha. Aham. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Mam ekam. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo mukshayishyami mashucha. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, you understand absolute truth is a person. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam, four key verses, also aham. So that's why Mayapadis, they avoid other explanations, but they read only Shariraka Bhashya given by Shankaracharya. So here, the same disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati says, Chid Ananda Krishna Vigraha, Mayika Kuri Mani. We think, Mr. Mayabadis think that his form is Mayika, made of external energy, Maya. Maya means, Mayik means temporary, not eternal. Whereas Krishna's form is eternal. When you say it is made of material energy, means non-eternal, temporary. And full of bliss, full of knowledge, just opposite. Whatever is temporary, that is full of misery and full of nirananda. No lasting happiness is there, right? Anything material cannot give us lasting happiness or, ultimately miseries we get, and it is not permanent, right? Ashashvatam anityam asukham lokam praptya bhajasvamam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that, O Arjuna, this creation or the world is anityam, not eternal. Asukham cannot give happiness. You are here in that material sphere which is non-eternal and full of miseries. So bhajasva mam, now perform devotion service to me. Otherwise you cannot get out of this place. Very direct instruction given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. It is also for us. Right? We cannot avoid it. Because he has created this place and he is saying Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, again, same words. Anityam Asukham Lokam Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, same meaning. Krishna has repeated the same thing again and again, so we can understand very clearly the same truth. So that is called Mayik, or made of external energy. Ei boro papa, shotto chaitanya rupani. And this is a great act of sin. If we have slight, doubt about this point, then we are also committing sin. Sin means suffering. Sin leads to suffering. Right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is great sin. So the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati says, yes, we accept this. We approve whatever Mahaprabhu is speaking. And in one place, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also says, what is he said? Chaitanyaro Dashmui, Chaitanyaro Dash. Chaitanyaro Dashmui Tara Dasha Dash, Chaitanya Goshai Jai Kahe Shei Katha Shar Arshab Katha Char Khar. Means the point is, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is declaring, I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, I am the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is eternal truth. And other things are not, doesn't have any value, don't have the spiritual value. Other things don't have spiritual value. Truth means whatever Krishna said, whatever Mahaprabhu said, that is truth. And we must accept the truth as it is. We cannot change. We cannot add anything to it. We cannot take out from it. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statements are actually factual. That was the statement given by the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati. So for the simple-hearted devotees, there's no problem at all, right? We accept the truth very quickly. The point is, we have to follow the process as nicely as possible. For example, chanting of holy name has been given by Mahaprabhu. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everything becomes so easy to understand, and ultimately we become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. It's a great service to the Lord when we chant properly. So it's only chanting is not our goal. Yes, we must engage in chanting. We must engage in devotional service. It's not the only goal. Our goal is to increase our quality to the purest platform, you know. When every time we have to increase our quality of chanting, quality of serving, quality of hearing, quality of remembering, everything. The Navada Bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service that we are performing, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So gradually, every day, we have to increase the purity, quality. That is our goal, right? And to intensify our Krishna consciousness is our goal, with full faith. Faith is the most important factor for entering into bhakti. Also, it is most important factor to achieve the perfection in bhakti, to achieve the prayojana tattva. So simple-hearted devotees easily accept the truth, easily follow the instructions. So for them it is not a problem. For very highly intellectuals, they have many problems, so much problem. Yes, intelligence we must engage to understand, analyze the things. When you understand the truth, accept immediately. That's the point. Then you are really an intelligent person. But if we are stubborn, the whatever we think best, we cannot change it, then we will be defeated by Maya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's highest gift is what? Achintya Bhedavet philosophy. And if we understand Achintya Bhedavet philosophy given by Mahaprabhu and follow his instructions like chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we are serving all 4 Vaishnava Sampradayas. It's like the watering the root of a tree, which waters the whole tree, you know. Means water goes to whole tree. In Sridham Mayapur, right, in Chaitanya Math, our Acharya Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established very beautiful temple. It is the first temple he has established, Gandharvika Giridhari, Sriman Mahaprabhu Gandharvika Giridhari temple. It says like that, Sri Guru Gauranga, Shishi Radha, Gandharvika Giridhari temple. So the main altar, around the main altar, you know, 4 beautiful altars are there. Altars of the 4 acharyas from 4 Vaishnava Sampradayas. Every day they are being worshipped. Srila Manujacharya's beautiful form is there, Archa Vigraha, and being worshipped, Madhvacharya being worshipped, Sri Vishnu Swami being worshipped, and Sri Nimbarka Swami. So when we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Achintya Bhedavet philosophy, and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, means we are accepting 4 Vaishnava sampradayas, and we are also worshipping all the Vaishnavas from all four Vaishnava sampradayas. It's so wonderful by accepting Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu accepted all four sampradayas, and he accepted two principles from four sampradayas and gave us the great philosophy, Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva, that includes all the philosophies of four Vaishnava sampradayas. So in all respects, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statements are actually factual. And by accepting his instructions, we are following four sampradayas, acharyas. So here Srila Prabhupada says beautifully in the last line, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna has his eternal blissful form that is full of knowledge, and all Vaishnava acharyas accept this. That is the proper understanding of the absolute truth. All four Vaishnava sampradaya and our Vaishnava acharyas, they accept personal form of the absolute truth, which is Satchidananda Vigraha. In this way, we are very fortunate souls by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by doing so, we are progressing in our devotional life very wonderfully. Now, in the next verse, there's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, Brahma said, 36, Nata paramparamo yad bhavata swarupam anandamatram avikalpam avidhavarcha pashyami vishvasijam ekam avishvamatman bhutendriyatmakam adastu upashitasmi. Not ata than this, param, more supreme, parama, O supreme one, yat, which, bhavata, of your lordship, swarupam, the personal form, ananda, the transcendental bliss, matram, only, avikalpam, where there is no creation, avidha, without contamination, virtue, having an effulgence, pashyami, I see, vishvasrijam ekam, who alone has created this universe, a vishwam not belonging to the destructible material world, atman, O supreme soul, bhuta indriya atmakam, the original cause of the senses and all the living beings, other transcendental te unto you, upashritasmi, I take full shelter. Translation, O supreme one, the transcendental form I am now seeing is full of transcendental bliss. It is not contaminated by the external energy. It is full of effulgence. My Lord, there is no better understanding of you than this. You are the Supreme Soul and the creator of this material world. But you are not connected with this material world. You are completely different from created form and variety. I sincerely take shelter of that form of yours, which I am now seeing. This form is the original source of all living beings and their senses. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.3. This verse was spoken by Lord Brahma, who perfectly realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead after meditating upon the Lord within the water of the Garbhodaka ocean. Brahma realized that the form of the Lord is completely spiritual. This is certainly a better understanding of the absolute truth than the impersonal understanding. Yes, and you can read also from Srimad Bhagavatam, but let me discuss a little bit from the translation. The Brahmaji is speaking to Lord Krishna because we know he was born on a lotus flower which sprouted from the navel of Garbhodukashayi Vishnu. So he's speaking to Vishnu, Garbhodukashayi Vishnu, about Vishnu and also Krishna. So he is saying that the transcendental form I am now seeing is full of transcendental bliss. Krishna, he is seeing Krishna and is speaking. It is not contaminated by the external energy, touched by the external energy. It is full of effulgence. My Lord, there is no better understanding of you than this. You are the Supreme Soul and the creator of the material world, but you are not connected with the material world. You are completely different from the created form and variety. See, Krishna is completely in the total category. In Bhagavad Gita, right, in Purushottam Yoga, chapter 15, we know, is beyond the Kshara Akshara Jiva, right? He is beyond everything. He is in his own unique category, Purushottam category. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. It's amazing, Krishna's position. His position is Ishvara Parama Krishna. Anything spiritual, he's not just spiritual. He's beyond even then. That is the point in 15th chapter. I don't have the Gita right now with me. Right? Kshara Akshara means that is spiritual material. He is beyond everything. Because he is the Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the Karana of cosmic manifestation, both spiritual and material. He is in his own special category. He is beyond everything. He is Swarat, supremely independent. He is Avijna, he is cognizant. He is cognizant of everything directly, indirectly. And he is the Sarva Karana Karanam. Meaning, he is the cause of all causes. Nothing can exist without being related to him. So nothing can be divorced from his energy. It's impossible. It's completely inconceivable. How everything is connected with him, still he is not connected with everything. He is completely separate, completely independent, inconceivable. Inconceivably one and different, because he exists in his own glory, own unique category. So that's why Brahma is speaking. I sincerely take shelter of that form of yours which I am now seeing. This form is the original source of all living beings and their senses. So I have time, so let me read that from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand the translation. Oh my Lord, I do not see a form superior to your present form of eternal bliss and knowledge. In your impersonal Brahman effulgence, in the spiritual sky, there is no occasional change and no deterioration of internal potency. I surrender unto you because whereas I am proud of my material body and senses, your Lordship is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. And yet you are untouched by matter. So Krishna's position is most unique. is beyond everything. But nothing is separate from him, but still he is separate and he keeps aloof himself. Without any touch is unique, inconceivable. So purport we can read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Canto 3, chapter 9, text number 3, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, Bhaktiya Mam Avijanati Yava Yash Chashmi Tatpata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can only be partially known and only by the process of devotional service to the Lord. Lord Brahma became aware that the Supreme Lord Krishna has many, many eternal blissful forms of knowledge. He has described such expansions of the Supreme Lord Govinda in his Brahma Samhita 5.33 as follows. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedi Shudurlava Madurlava Matma Bhaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is non-dual and infallible. He is the original cause of all causes, even though he expands in many, many forms. Although he is the oldest personality, he is ever youthful, unaffected by old age. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be known by the academic wisdom of the Vedas. One has to approach the devotee of the Lord to understand him. The only way to understand the Lord is the only way to understand the Lord as he is by devotional service to the Lord, or by approaching the devotee of the Lord, who always has the Lord in his heart. By devotional perfection, one can understand that the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and that the three Purusha expansions in material creation are his plenary portions. In the spiritual sky of the Brahma Jyoti, there is no change of various kalpas or millenniums, and there are no creative activities in the Vaikuntha world. The influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The rays of the transcendental body of the Lord, the unlimited Brahma Jyoti, are undeterred by the influence of the material energy. In the material world also, the initial creator of the Lord himself, he brings about the creation of Brahma, who becomes the subsequent creator empowered by the Lord. Yes. So, wonderful verse and wonderful purport. Brahma is understanding everything. He is seeing the Purushavatar, also he is seeing Krishna. So he is saying, you are Purushottama. You are in your own category, actually. Purushottama, that Krishna is the source of all Purushavatar or Vishnuavatars. He is the source. And he is independent, Swarat. He is the Sarvakarana Karanam. Let me see the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter. So beautiful, the Yoga of the Supreme, where he says that, where is that? Yeah. Yeah. 16, 17, like that, you know. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there are two classes of beings, the fallible and infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible, and in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Then next he says, besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered in three worlds and is maintaining them. 18, because I am transcendental, beyond both the fallible and infallible, because I am the greatest, I am celebrated both in the world and in the Vedas as the Supreme Person. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. So we understand from Bhagavad Gita that how he is supreme, his position is very unique, is beyond everything, is transcendental. So what Brahmaji is speaking, proper, he's speaking, he's seeing the truth, and he's speaking the truth. And the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also says the same thing. See, this material world is the chaya, right, of the spiritual energy, right? Chaya Shakti. Maya Shakti is known as illusory energy, Chaya Shakti, of the original Chit Shakti. Chaya, if we serve the Chaya, that service will not reach to the person, isn't it? Chayiva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga, right? From Brahma Samhita we know that. Suppose a person's shadow is there, and if I feed the shadow, if I render my service to the shadow, will that reach to the person? No. I have to perform service to the person whose shadow will be also satisfied. Automatically, that's why we all have to offer our service to Krishna, the root of all, the cause of all causes. Then automatically, the service will go everywhere. There's no alternative to it. So in this chapter, we are going to understand the absolute truth in a most profound way. So that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami again repeating in a more elaborate way. Because Prakashananda Saraswati will ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain bhakti on the basis of Vedanta Sutra. So that Vedanta philosophy given by Mahaprabhu will be very, very valuable for us for performing pure devotional service. Okay, so we have to wait for that. Gradually that will be revealed to us. Okay, so thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanat Pranam, Guru Krishna, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any question or comment for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji, thank you so much. Thank you so much for explaining this very deep topic so beautifully. I don't have any questions, but the class was very, very beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. It's me.
Hare Bo.
I don't really have a question, but I just had an appreciation for something that I think we probably hear all the time, but, you know, somehow I had a better understanding of when you were saying that, you know, Krishna's oneness, the inconceivability of Krishna's oneness and difference is that everything, even though everything is connected to him, you know, it's not mutual, you know. Normally in this material world, you know, if one thing is connected to another thing, then that automatically means that the other thing is connected to the one thing. But with Krishna, just because everything is connected to him, that doesn't mean that he is connected to every thing, you know, which by material standards, that's impossible, you know. So I was just appreciating your presentation of that aspect of Krishna's inconceivability. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
Yes, it's most wonderful feeling. It's most wonderful feeling that we are identifying ourselves as Krishna's devotees. Part and parcel of Krishna, devotees of Krishna. Yes. Anything else? Yes. All right. So, yeah, later we'll hear from Mahaprabhu how to understand the process, how to understand the absolute truth. The process is bhakti, of course, means by coming to our original position, when we perform the bhakti, then absolute truth can be understood. It's so wonderful process that is called bhakti. We are going to hear those points very wonderfully. All right, everyone. Thank you again. Thank you so much. So now we may end our class, right?
Thank you.
Let's
so much.
Offer.
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, we can offer our obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees and Mataji. Vancha Kalpataru Vesha.
Vancha Kalpataru Vesha. Kripa Sindhu Vahi Vacha. Patitanam Pavani Go Krishna Vibho. Namo Namo. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bindu Ki Jai. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री चैतन्यचैतामृत की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण गुड नाइट.